Let us bring in Pat Figano, check on the forecast. Good morning, Pat.
And good morning, and how are you?
Well, I'm fine. I had a good weekend. I don't know if you got my email over the course of the weekend that I sent to Metro Weather, but it was that we can no longer predict the first measurable snowfall because we had it.
I saw that, 1 to 3 inches.
1 to 3 inches, and it was widespread. It was basically, you know, it was over a large period of area. It included portions of New York, most of Northwest Connecticut, the extreme Northwest Connecticut, and Massachusetts. So that really did fall under the confines. And, you know, it wasn't isolated. Yeah, some areas had an inch, and other areas had 3 inches, but it still was a general snowfall for the area. And some areas even had the plows come out, believe it or not, but.
Yeah, well, if you get 3 inches, of course. But, we were thinking about an inch,
recall. Yeah, you're right there.
Higher elevations, a little more. And that all worked out. I was kind of happy about that. That all worked out. And today, scattered snow showers. Did you see anything right now this morning? Because radar is indicating some over the area right now, but there's no evidence of it reaching the ground. I'm seeing it on radar, but not on the ground.
Yeah, I don't see it here.
Okay, so it's probably aloft. They're what we call streamers, snow that moves off the Great Lakes and moves southeastward. A lot of times the air is so dry that they do evaporate. However, I left a scattered snow shower in the forecast, a cold, gusty wind, partly sunny today. We'll have highs of 35 to 40, but with the wind gusting to like 45 miles an hour, it's going to feel like the teens and low 20s. So bundle up. Tonight, partly cloudy and windy, 30 to 35. We have snow showers tomorrow morning. Actually, the snow showers come in very late tonight, tomorrow morning, and then they depart Tuesday afternoon. Partly sunny, brisk, 45 to 50 for Election Day. I don't know how many people will be at the polls. Seems like most people already voted, but if you have to go to the polls, shouldn't be bad. Sunny skies Wednesday, 50 to 55. Sunny Thursday, mid-60s. And partly sunny Friday, 65 to 70. Here comes Indian summer. How about that?
All right, it'll be welcome. I didn't vote yet. I'm going to the polls tomorrow night. I'm going to the polls.
Yeah, a lot of people are. Yep, a lot of people going. I know around here, whenever I pass the town hall over the weekend, like Saturday when I passed, it was about 10 in the morning, the line went around the block. And coming out of church, 9:10 yesterday morning, the line was around the block. And even on Friday, when it was pouring rain, the line was around the block. So a lot of people getting out to vote, which is a good thing. And just think, folks, after tomorrow, you won't have to see those ads anymore on TV.
No,
but isn't that nice?
We'll have to see what happens after tomorrow night. You know, tomorrow night is going to be a rough night for me because we'll do election coverage. But this year, I'm not going to be at the station. I've got it set up at my house where I can remotely check in and do live updates on the station because we have, on top of the state and national election, we have in our district in Connecticut and over across the line in New York State some very important local races. And 2 years ago in the race for representative for us in the House in Connecticut, it was a long time till that race was decided. And it will probably be the same again tomorrow night. How aware I am and how nice I am on Wednesday really depends on how late I have to stay up. I've already got a plan where I'm going to get a long nap tomorrow morning, tomorrow midday, get up about 5, do my updating in the afternoon work, and then start watching TV, having all my screens open so I can get the results that we can get locally. Connecticut, the polls close, I do believe, at 8 o'clock. I think in New York it's 9 o'clock, I think. But it's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be interesting to see. There's like 90-some million people have voted already. In 4 years ago, I think it was 145 million people voted, about 50%. And so if you're at 90 million now, let's say just alone that out of that normal 150 million that show up, let's say an additional 75, 80 million show up, you're going to have the biggest vote turnout probably in a long, long, long time. Maybe even approaching 60% of the voter turnout. So that'll be interesting to see when that's all done.
It sure will be. And, you know, I'm obviously not staying up for it. I'll just get the information from you on Wednesday. How's that?
Yeah. I'm going to be, you know, people said to me, well, it must be, I'm going to be grouchy no matter who wins or loses, simply because I'm probably not going to get any sleep till about 1 o'clock and then get up at 3:30.
But I also
have a short day set for Wednesday. I'll be out of the station by 9:30, 9:45 on Wednesday. So,
well, yes, I'll be happy to tell you that, Mr. Marshall Miles, that my handyman, he got here at 10 a.m. Saturday morning, put the ladder up on the roof to get down my weather station so we could pair it, but couldn't do it because the roof was covered in
ice.
Right. So he came back at 2 and it was fine. He went up there, was able to just snap it right off. That's how easy they have made. And he came down and he handed me the weather station and he said, all right, he goes, I have to go over and price another job. I'll be back when you finish. I said, Jared, how long do you think this is going to take? And he looked at me, he goes, a half hour? I said, try 3 minutes. He goes, what? I said, let me tell you something. Here's a piece of paper. I'm doing this with my cell phone. Just read me out the directions. And he read out the directions. It took maybe a minute. Soon as we paired it, bingo, all the information started flowing. He went back up on the roof. He put it on, put it right back onto the mast, put the ladder away, and adios, and it's working fine. I'll send you, I could share it, so I'll send you it. It's really awesome. It's artificial intelligence. No moving parts, and boy, it really, really works well so far. Anyhow, so I'm going to send that to Marshall, and he could appraise that. And aside from that, Marshall, that was pretty much it. I had to get the water out of my fountain outside so that it won't freeze solid because we really had some cold weather, as you know, Saturday morning. So I got that out. The outside is pretty much done. I have a couple of Halloween stuff, things out in the front. I will take them out, if not today, tomorrow. Wait for the wind to die down a little bit. I had a total of 10 trick-or-treaters on Saturday, which is considerably down from the years before.
Now, how did you give? Did you hand them candy or just have? Did you have it out there?
No, I didn't have it out there. I was afraid of the animals leaving it out there. So every time they rang the bell, I put on my mask. I had a big bowl of all candy that was completely wrapped. I bought nothing that wasn't. And I just had them come up to the bowl and take what they want, and off they went.
And what did you do with the leftovers?
They're still up here. I won't eat it. I have a very, very good, very, very strong willpower. And I could pass that bowl 1,200 times, and I'll just walk right by it. I will not touch it.
All right. Well, who gets to eat it? Who gets to eat it then?
Well, friends come over. They could pick at it.
Your COVID
Way, cats.
That's your COVID candy stash. Once they take a piece of candy, they start eating it. Say, that's the leftover from Halloween. And watch their face change.
Yeah, I know. Some of my friends are so ridiculous. Like, we went to a diner Saturday night. Everybody walks in with a mask. You get to your table, you take your mask off. Okay. And you're eating. When two of them saw people coming out of the diner, walking by their table, they put their mask on right away. And after those people walked by, I said, what are you guys doing? So we put the mask on because those people, I said, the mask doesn't protect you. Get that through your thick head. You're protecting them. If you are anti-symptomatic, you are protecting them. If God forbid they have COVID, you put a mask on, it could go through your mask. I said, so that's the purpose of having a mask on. If you don't know you're carrying this virus, you will protect other people. Can't get it through their thick heads.
Now, if you have the real good medical mask, like the National Guard gave
then
us,
you could be protected.
That's different.
Right.
But most people don't have those. We have those here at the station.
Right.
And they're not the real, I mean, they're not the real, real, real great ones, but these are the ones that nurses wear at hospitals that we have here that were given to us by it.
So right.
People don't understand, that's all. They just don't understand. They just don't understand. And you know what? They won't, because you know what? They don't want to understand.
Well, yeah, you're probably right. You're probably right. But in the meantime, I'm just going to tell you to hold on to your fedora today and rest up.
Now, you're coming in tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought you were going to take a day off.
No, I'm coming in.
All right.
I'm coming in. It's election day. I'm coming in. The weather will be very quiet. It'll be an easy day, and I will be in. I know I don't have school tomorrow night because the schools are closed, so I don't have to teach. So it should be an easy day.
All right. Well, then I will speak with you mañana on election day.
On election day. Sounds good, Marshall.
My vote is with you, Pat. Okay.
Yeah, same here.
Okay, goodbye.
All right, toodles.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.